Good morning, church. We got songs to sing here this morning, so let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have the breath of life in us. Let us never take that for granted. And Father, we've made a conscious decision to be here in church this morning. And Father, we ask that you would just bless this time in advance, that as we come to you in spirit and in truth, that you will meet us here with your Holy Spirit once again. It will simply be an awesome time of worship as we lift up and glorify and magnify the name of Jesus. Amen.
Of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land.
You know, earlier this week, after I had put this list together, Michael came up to my desk and said, you know, there's a song I'd really like to sing. You know, I can't remember the title for it, but it's talking about, you know, we've got the Bible in our hands and we're singing about the high praises of God. And I said, that's good, Michael, because you're going to get your wish. It's the first song on here. It's already on the list. But he had a request. But that's what it's talking about, a two-edged sword, having the Bible in our hands, marching into victory. Let's sing it one more time.
With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land.
Amen.
Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. By my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. By my spirit, says the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
My glory and the lifter of my head, hallelujah. My glory and the lifter of my head, amen. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. My glory and the lifter of my head, hallelujah. My glory and the lifter of my head, amen. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. My glory and the lifter of my head, hallelujah. My glory and the lifter of my head, amen. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my head.
Hallelujah.
King David wrote that. I'd like to read that to you. You find that in Psalm 3. It's all 8 verses. And it says, a Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Lord, how they are increased that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. When David wrote this, he hadn't necessarily seen the end result. But that's what faith is all about, where we sit there and we say, God, God, this is happening, this is happening. We press on in faith, believing that he's going to take care of the situation. Those are words, aren't they? Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. Those are beautiful words. Let's sing this song one more time.
My glory and the lifter of my head, hallelujah. My glory and the lifter of my head, amen. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. My glory and the lifter of my head, hallelujah. My glory and the lifter of my head, amen. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. My glory. lifter of my head. Hallelujah, my glory and the lifter of my head. Amen. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head.
Hallelujah.
Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear? In His love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear? In His love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King.
Amen.
Jesus said, don't be afraid of the person who can kill you, but rather be afraid of the person who can basically obliterate your soul. You know, why should we fear when the Creator who sustains us and holds us together is on our side? Why should we fear when in His unconditional love we're completely safe? He is our fortress and our rock. Let's sing this one more time.
Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear? In His love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King.
Amen.
Amen.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see. Every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. hands are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near.
Amen.
Hearts or days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. But not to worry, burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Amen.
Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. It's so easy to hang on to that worry and fear, is it not? That nagging fear, that gnawing of the worrying going on inside of you. And then troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are indeed lifted at Calvary. It seems that you pray till your strength is all gone, and your tears fall like raindrops all the day long. Jesus cares and He knows just how much you can bear. He'll speak your name to someone in prayer. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you. Have the clouds round you gathered in the midst of a storm? Is your ship tossed and battered? Are you weary and worn? Don't lose hope, someone's praying for you this very day. And peace be still, is already on the way. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears, and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Amen.
You are my strength, O God. My strength, O God, you are my help, O God, you are the one on whom I call, you are my shield, O God, my life I yield, O God, for you will ever be my all in all. You are my strength, O God. You are my help, O God. You are the one on whom I call. You are my shield, O God. My life I yield, O God. For you will ever be my all in all. Of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God, a place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from to the heart of God. There is a place of full release, near to the heart of God, a place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of to the heart of God.
Thank you, Lord.
There is indeed a place of quiet rest. Quiet rest near to the heart of God.
Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Oh Lord, please light the fire that once burned bright and clear. Renew the lamp of my first love that burns with holy fear. Oh Lord, you're merciful. Your love is all I need. And when your love is on this child, it's forgiveness I receive. Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me.
Created everything for his pleasure. He loves every one of us. He loves the unsaved and saved. He's created everything for his pleasure.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's sing this one more time. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. To receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor and power. For thou hast created, hast all things created, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure
We appreciate you, Lord. We love you, Lord God. We thank you for your presence with us. Thank you, Lord, for being faithful. And you will not suffer for to be moved, than you that keepeth us will not slumber. We praise your holy name. Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, you are provider. We thank you for meeting every need in this body of believers. Thank you for meeting the needs of this church and giving us exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And I thank you, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you shall supply all our needs, not only now but in the future. Oh Lord, when things are not, Lord, normal, oh Lord, you still are going to supply all our needs. And we want to thank you that you are, Lord, oh Lord, our God, and in you will we trust. In you will we trust, hallelujah. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. And we are determined today to give to the work of the Lord, to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. O Lord, you said in your word, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And he that sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. So every man, as they purpose in their heart, let them give. Not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we want to thank you today and praise you, Lord, that you mean what you say in your word, that you are going to provide exceedingly abundantly. Hallelujah. Lord, no matter how much we give, we can never outgive you. We can never outgive you, Lord. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for being our provider, for being our God, and in you will we trust. And today we want to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we may abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall we trust. His truth shall be our shield and our buckler, and we're not going to be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, and nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's our desire, Lord, to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we may abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we thank you today that we will abide under the shadow of thy wings, under the shadow of the Almighty. O Lord, under the shadow of thy wings shall we take our refuge until all these calamities are overpast. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. We have the victory. And Lord, we have no reason to complain. We have no reason, O Lord, to murmur. But we have a good reason to be excited, to shout hallelujah, to celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. O Lord, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, we have a good reason, and His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. He is the reason that we are excited. And we want to thank You today, O Lord. We are thankful. You are God, and we will praise You. You are God, we will exalt You. Hallelujah. We'll give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. And we can say to the soul, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth thee for all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and satisfy our mouth with good things, that our youth may be renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. We thank You, Father, that our youth has been renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord from this day forth, even forevermore. Oh, from the rising of the sun to its going down, let the name of the Lord always be praised. Hallelujah. And we want to thank You and praise You today, that we can come into Your gates with thanksgiving and into Your courts with praise, and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We pray, O Lord, that You touch the pastor, anoint the pastor, give him freedom to preach as he will bring the message to us. Give him, O Lord, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. Oh, we want to thank You, O Lord, that He let the excitement rise in this body. Oh, let it be, O Lord, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, we thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, for what You have done and for what You have in store for each and every person in this body of believers. Let us believe it. Let us receive it. Oh, and let us thank You about it. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the anointing for everyone that gives a testimony. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation today, O Lord, and we thank You that he will be victory all the way, and Your name be glorified. And Lord, we give You all the praise. We give You all the glory and all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen. Thank you.
Okay, good morning. Have some testimonies this morning. We definitely have nothing to complain about. If you got your health, got salvation. Amen. I've been in the convalescent hospital a lot this past couple weeks. Makes you appreciate a little bit more what you got. So, okay, Natalia, you want to go?
Only with thine eyes shall thou see the reward of the wicked.
Amen. Psalm 91.
Psalm 91, verse 8.
Okay.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the mountains and the rivers in his hand. He's got the tiny bitsy baby in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got
the mighty
and the humble in his hand. He's got the kingdom up in heaven in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hands.
The Lord's army.
I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly upon the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's armies. Yes, sir, I'm in the Lord's armies. Yes, sir, I'm in the Lord's armies. Yes, sir, I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly upon the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's armies. Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Just to keep you updated, since with this warm weather, Natalia wanted to bathe in this little tiny 5-foot pool that we have for her. So I filled it up with some warm and cold water to make it nice. And at that time I left to go to town to get a nice haircut, as you can see. So anyway, I came back and I see the chickens in one place, and she's given a bath to all the chickens, and so now they're clean. One thing is, though, the chickens like to bathe in dust, not in water, Natalia. It's the ducks that like in water. Amen.
We ought to sing that song, huh? He's got the whole world in his hands. That's an oldie. Okay, Lois.
Good morning again. Well, I had to praise the Lord anyway. I have to praise Him all the time, every day. But especially this week, because I had gone to get a blood test at a lab. And the weirdest thing was, I went to one lab and I waited 2 hours, or not two, but 1.5 hours. And they just, and the three people that were ahead of me were still ahead of me. So I went home. So the next day I tried again at a different lab. And then I had somebody with me to take to the doctor, so I didn't want to keep her waiting over 30 minutes, so I left again. So the third time I went to a little Quest lab on Mission and Ingle, where close to where I live. And I waited it out until I got taken in and wished I hadn't gone in. Apparently, they didn't just take my blood, but they gave me something back. And apparently, somebody down the line hadn't used good technique, whether it was the girl that took my blood or somebody before her. I don't know, but I got a raised up red spot and it started to itch and feel irritated. And it grew in a few days to being streaking down my arm and up my arm, and I know what that means. And so I didn't want septicemia, but I didn't want to take antibiotics. So I prayed and asked the Lord, and other people prayed for me too. So for 1 week, people all over were praying for me. And one morning, short time after that, I woke up and everything was cleared up. It was back to normal. The itching was stopped. The blisters were gone. The streaks were gone. I was perfectly healed. No antibiotics and no leftovers. So praise God. I thank Him again.
Praise the Lord. Okay, any more testimonies this morning? I thought I saw someone. Okay, Carol.
I am honored to pray for this lovely lady, and she's about 2,000 or 3,000 miles away, and it's amazing what the Lord can do on the telephone with all those miles in between. And I just thought everybody would be encouraged to hear what the Lord can do even on the telephone. She has been going through a lot of deliverance, which is a miracle, of course, but she also got some healing. And I don't know if you know about the systemic yeast overgrowth, but she had that really bad. She had not just part of her body infected, but her whole body was very, very much of an overgrowth from too much sugar, and it was affecting her mind and everything else. And we had prayed more than once about it. And the last time I talked to her, she said it was 99.9% better. And so we prayed again. I expected to be 100%. All of her symptoms were gone. And then we prayed also for an intestinal infection. And, I don't want to go into details, but there's evidence that a tumor left her body. So we just praise the Lord that the Lord responds to faith. She had the faith. So praise the Lord.
Lots of good healings out there. Okay. Any other testimonies this morning? Okay. Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning. It's still morning here. We got a number of things we want to pray for. And as you know, we are being broadcast not only in the United States, but also outside the nation. And I want to share with the people outside the United States that America today is a wounded nation. And many people here do not understand that. But we are under severe judgment by God, and He's simply holding us accountable. This last week, I was just flabbergasted because first we had the Chrysler Corporation close down over 700 dealerships, and the next day, General Motors announced they're going to close down over 1,000 dealerships. And I'm wondering, do we have any economic professors or anyone with sense left in this country? Let me tell you what this means. When you have dealerships, the dealership, the person owning the dealership has to buy the cars from the factory. So Chrysler and GM do not simply put cars out, they sell them to the dealers. The factories do not pay for the salaries of the people working at the dealership. That's it done locally. In other words, there is no cost for Chrysler or GM to have a dealership. Now, if you have problems with a business, you don't cut your sales. That's like shooting yourself in the head. What you do is you cut production. You slow down production so that you are up with yourselves. Now, I cannot understand that we do not have one person in America that stood up this last week, and I heard nothing on the radio, on television, in the newspapers. There was simply silence. Let me tell you what this means. It means that somebody is dismantling our nation. Dismantling it. Because if you have sales outlets, even if they only sell two cars, that's better than nothing. So here now they are cutting back almost 25% of their sales offices. They are shooting themselves in the foot. I don't know how many pastors understand this, but I want to say this to you, that we are simply being dismantled, and Americans are not understanding it, or they don't want to understand it. So we need to pray that God will move upon our nation, that God will have mercy upon us, that we will repent. So I want to share that with you, and we want to thank all the people outside the United States who are standing with us, supporting us in prayer and finances. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. We're going to have some prayer time right now, so let's have everybody come up that would like to, and we're going to do some praying today. I'm going to ask Joanne if you would pray for Thomas and Mary Burns. They're going to go on vacation this week. That God will give them a safe trip, and they have a wonderful time, and bring them back. I will not announce that. They're just going to go on vacation. We will tell them when they're back. We don't want anyone to look for them. All right. And then we're going to pray for Debbie Machado. And I'm going to ask Thomas if you will pray for Debbie. She is back home. And they would continue to pray that God would heal her and minister to her. We want to pray for Bob and Diane. Diane, these are the parents, stepfather and mother to Debbie. And they're going through a lot of difficulties right now. So I'm going to ask Karen Leach if you would come up here and if you would pray for Bob and Diane when it comes time. Also, we have a lady that is not here today. Her and her husband, Joe, and Teresa on vacation today. But Teresa is going to have an exploratory surgery this coming week. And probably 20, 25 years ago, she almost died. She had tumors inside her body, and that was taken care of. And something is coming back. They do not know what. And so I'm going to ask Soteris if you will pray for Teresa, and that God will minister to that. I'm going to ask Lois if you will pray for the finances for our ministry, and then I will close the prayer to knock down the oil prices. So go ahead and you start.
Father God, we thank you and praise you for Thomas and Mary being here today, and she looks absolutely young and beautiful. And we know that they deserve a vacation. And we thank you and praise you for wherever you're sending them, that they're going to be safe on the roads, safe from bad food, safe from bad water, whatever it might be. We thank you and praise you for keeping them safe all the way around by your Holy Spirit, going in before them and staying with them. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that they have a wonderful time together, that you bring this husband and wife together as one, which they are. But we just thank you and praise you. They have a wonderful time and that it'll be well remembered, but that they take Jesus with them, that they worship you, sit at your feet while they're on vacation and have time away from the world. And we just thank you and praise you, Father God, for all you're going to do for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Whoever's next.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the beautiful weather, Lord. And also, we thank you, Father, that we have our crops in the ground, Lord, and you're growing them and you're supplying. So we thank you for all our needs that are met, Lord. And Father, we want to lift up this lady, Debbie Machado, who's just gotten out of the hospital and is back home. And Father, that she would take the time to read her Bible and to get to know who God the Father is and who Jesus the Son is and who the Holy Spirit is. And that we know that she trusted Jesus as her Savior recently, but you still need to take the time to get to know who Jesus is. So we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for putting her in the right frame of mind, Lord, where you would have her to be focused. And we thank you, Father, for healing for her body. But more than that, that she would be able to get the vision that you have for her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you that our steps are ordered by you. And even though we go through trial and tribulation and we don't understand what is going on, you know exactly what is going on and you know exactly what it's going to take to bring us to the point that you break our will and then you bring us back into alignment with you. Amen. And so I just lift up Bob and Diane to you. And I just thank you for what you're doing in their lives. And by Bob's own confession that he needs to get closer to you once again, that, well, Lord, we all fall away. And I just thank you that you're using this situation with Debbie to bring Diane and Bob back to you, to a deeper walk with you. Whatever it takes, Lord. And I just know that you will strengthen them and enable them. And I ask that you would empower them and that you would just touch them deep in their soul and comfort them in this time of trial and sorrow. And I just thank you that you're going to meet their every need in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for Joy and Teresa. We pray, O Lord, that you give them a good time as they are on vacation. And they will, O Lord, have that personal relationship with you, we pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, today we stand upon your word. You are the God that healeth us. You are the Jehovah Rapha. You are the great physician. You send your word and healeth us. And we stand upon your word and we know, Lord, nothing is impossible for you. Amen. And, oh Lord, no matter what's going on in Teresa's leg, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know Jesus Christ was wounded for her transgressions. He was bruised for her iniquities. The chastisement for her peace was upon her. And with his stripes, she is healed. And Lord, we pray today, she doesn't need an operation. She doesn't need any chemicals or anything else, Lord, any medicines. All she needs, Jesus. All she needs to call upon the name of the Lord. And we all together, in one accord, in unity, we call upon the name of the Lord. And, O Lord, they that call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be delivered. They shall be healed. Oh, they shall be renewed. And we thank you today for mighty victory, for a mighty touch upon her with your resurrection power. Let it go through her body, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we want to see a miracle, Lord. We want to see that you will come back, O Lord, with flying colors, that God touched and God healed. And we thank you, Lord, for good news that we're going to hear. O Lord, as you heal Debbie, you're going to heal Teresa. And we're going to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory, Lord, in each and every person in this body of believers. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we want to thank you all in unity, all in one accord. We want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for being the healer of our bodies and the savior of our souls. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, I want to thank you. We all want to thank you, Lord, for all of the finances that you have provided for this ministry. And Lord, we know that you want it to continue because you continue to supply that abundantly. Father, we are always on the edge. We are always in need because of growth and because of ongoing ministry, Lord God, as you know. And Father, you have asked us that if we don't ask, we won't receive. So if we ask, we will receive. And so, Father, we ask not because we don't appreciate everything you've done. We do. And we know that you are continually taking care of this ministry. But, Father, because you have told us to ask, we do ask that you continue to speak to people's hearts, to expand the ministry and let more people find us and find the webcasting. And many people don't go to church at all. Have them find the webcasting and hear the gospel and be able to receive Jesus in their homes. And Father God, wherever they go to church, I pray they'll find a church that has some life in it and that is not a dead church or one of the others. But Father God, we know that we have many, many churches that are apostate, that are teaching error, that aren't even churches. I mean, they shouldn't even exist, and they probably won't very long unless something happens. But Father God, this church does speak the truth. This church does proclaim you in honesty and truthfulness and purity. And Father God, we want to live a holy life here. We try to live a holy life. We trust you to help us do that. But Father God, we need the finances to keep going, as you know. And we ask you that you take care of the rent, take care of the salaries, take care of the needs of the ministry and equipment and repairs and whatever comes along. Father God, we thank you that you're always one step ahead and not behind. And that when we think that it's the last minute, there it comes. But we don't care if it's the last minute, Lord, as long as it comes in. And we want, if we are doing anything that offends you, Lord God, that would keep the money back, then expose it. Expose it and shout it from the housetops, because we don't want anything hidden. We don't want anything blocking our receiving from you. Father God, we thank you and praise you and glorify your name. And we just trust and thank you in advance for all you are going to do to help us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you answered our prayers for Michael John this week. We thank you, Father God, that when we pray and the people line up with the Word of God, there is victory. And we thank you greatly for that, Lord. And that's just the beginning in his life. And we thank you for that. And Father God, we want to thank you for that we heard from Donald this week. We thank you, Father God, that he is victorious. That Father God, he's walking with you. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to finish the great work that you started in him. And we pray a blessing today over Donald. And we thank you, Father God, that even when we think things are lost, hopeless, you are still working. And there is victory. And Father God, we want to pray for our nation today. Lord, we have sinned greatly with abortions, homosexuality, fornication, adultery, drugs, you name it, we have it, Lord. And Father God, we are just as bad as Sodom and Gomorrah, if not worse. And Father, we recognize we are wounded. We recognize right now that we are under judgment. And we ask you, Lord, not necessarily to hold the judgment, but Father God, that you will show people something got to give. Somebody need to repent. Father God, I pray that you will light the fire under every pastor, even the liberal ones, that you will simply move upon them, have them to rededicate their lives and to move in the Holy Spirit and ask their people to repent. Thank you, Father God. And Lord, you know that we are very dependent upon our gasoline prices. And again, the speculators started bringing their prices up. And I thank you right now, Lord. It's time to pound the oil price again and to get it down lower and lower. And we thank you, Father God, despite that this is a summer season, the greedy ones are raising our gas prices to gouge us. And Father God, you will pummel the oil prices and that, Lord, will be turned around. And we thank you for that. We thank you right now, Father God, for moving in the midst of us. And Father God, we also pray for Pamela, that Father God, you would destroy that cold, that cough that is in her, Father God, it has to go. We also pray for Norma, Father God, has been fighting this a long time, she's better. But I thank you, Lord, for sweeping across our congregation and healing us from inside out, that we shall be able to proclaim the glories of God. And we thank you right now for having answered our prayers today. And it's with great joy that we shout, Amen and Amen. Praise God. You may be seated.